Scott Morrison's urged China's neighbours to resist coercion, warning the entire region would suffer if their sovereignty was undermined. In a thinly veiled swipe at Beijing's aggression in the South China Sea, the Prime Minister used a speech in Vietnam to call for a free and open Indo-Pacific neighbourhood. Mr Morrison spending 2 days in Hanoi to deepen Australia's ties with trade and security. Political reporter Jane Norman is in Hanoi.
Vietnam rolled out the red carpet for Scott Morrison as he and his wife Jenny touched down at Hanoi Airport last night. They were quickly whisked away for briefings before re-emerging at the famous Metropole Hotel for a Chamber of Commerce dinner with about 100 business leaders from both countries.
Vietnam matters to Australia and Australia matters to Vietnam. Together we see the potential and we want to realise it.
Australian businesses can clearly see that potential too. One of the big four banks, ANZ, already has a presence in Vietnam, along with logistics giant Linfox and defence shipbuilder Austal. Oil and gas giant Woodside wants to get into the market, bidding for a contract to supply liquefied natural gas to Vietnam to help fill a looming shortfall in domestic supply. The company's chief executive, Peter Coleman, was a guest at last night's dinner.
So it opens a lot of doors for us as a business leader, but equally, you know, I think it's symbolic when Australians travel as a group. We're here to support the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister supports us in our business, and so, you know, this is Australia Inc. working very well together.
While trade is the focus of this trip, China is the subtext. Australia and Vietnam have been forging ever closer security ties in recent years to balance China's rise in the region. The Prime Minister again.
Partners for a stable, peaceful, prosperous and independent region. A region of sovereign independent states, resistant to coercion, but open to engagement on the basis of shared interests.
That could be interpreted as a thinly veiled swipe at Beijing's aggression in the South China Sea, where tensions are on the rise. For the past month, a Chinese oil survey ship escorted by Coast Guard vessels has been sailing through Vietnam's exclusive economic zone, just the latest incursion into Hanoi's territorial waters. Australia's never explicitly condemned these coercive activities, but slowly its language is strengthening, a shift Vietnam would welcome.
Here we are, two different societies, two different systems, two nations who were once engaged in terrible conflict, but who now work together on so many fronts in peace.
Mr. Morrison will be officially welcomed today before holding formal talks with his Vietnamese counterpart. This is Jane Norman reporting for AM in Hanoi.